CDC pushes teachers to measure commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity instruction. By Brecken Eftis on December 28, 2022. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an assessment tool for teachers and school administrators to measure their commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity in their classrooms. The tool asks leading questions about school personnel and their faithfulness to queer theory, including encouraging sexual education teachers to a gender-neutral anatomy, referring to boys as body with a penis and girls as body with a vagina. It pushes advocacy, membership in a school's gay/straight alliance, the social transitioning of children including use of facilities of the opposite sex, and decorating classrooms with LGBT propaganda. The CDC's imprimatur on this self-assessment tool, and the inclusion of numerous links to resources and activist organizations, amounts to little more than bullying teachers, administrators, and school health professionals who might have reservations about affirmation and inclusion efforts in schools, Parents Defending Education founder and president Nicole Naley told Breitbart News. It is troubling that during a global pandemic, this is where the CDC's efforts were focused. The CDC's Division of Adolescent and School Health posted the LGBTQ Inclusivity in Schools, a self-assessment tool, to Twitter on Tuesday. As a self-assessment, the goal of the tool is to rate a teacher's or school administrator's commitment to the ideology and suggest places where they can be better allies. While the CDC says the guide is not mandatory at a national level, it appears entirely possible that a school administrator could make it mandatory for their school. Faithfulness to the ideology is measured on a LGBTQ inclusivity continuum, which rates persons as commit to change, beginning to break through, and awesome ally. If a teacher or administrator is minimally inclusive, they are not yet well prepared to provide inclusive and supportive environments for LGBTQ students. Commit to making changes, and you will move up the continuum in no time. School personnel who are beginning to break through have more work to do on broadening your horizons further, address your barriers, and expand your efforts further towards being an ally. Even the highly inclusive have more work to do, as they must recognize there is always more you can do. Like all good allies, you will want to continue exploring and learning and share your knowledge with others. According to the CDC, the tool is not a one-and-done tool for measuring inclusivity or a tool for people to get a high score on and assume they have no more work to do. Rather, the tool takes the tact of many left-wing ideologies that to be a true activist, the work is perpetual. To be the most inclusive, the teacher or administrator must strongly agree with each statement, suggesting that those who are not performing the actions in the assessment to a sufficient degree must be re-educated for gender ideology. The tool recommends resources for such re-education. In the assessment created for all users, school personnel are asked to rate whether they can assume a student's gender, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Personnel are also not supposed to use gender terms like boyfriend and girlfriend when referring to couples, but rather use the gender-neutral term partner. Similarly, the use of inclusive terminology like preferred pronouns and chosen names instead of their actual pronouns and names is stipulated too. This social transitioning has recently been found to be much more dangerous than doctors have been saying, with a study finding that such actions actually perpetuate gender dysphoria in children, with several European countries sounding the alarm on the practice. Testing whether a person's advocacy levels are acceptable. The assessment encourages school staff to correct those around me if I hear them using incorrect, outdated, derogatory, or harmful language or terminology. I advocate for LGBTQ inclusive and affirming materials in all school and classroom environments, the assessment reads further. Similarly to social transitioning, which is part of gender affirmation, such a method of care for gender-confused children has been found to have no basis in medicine. At the end of the assessment, one rates their answers and is recommended resources in order to become allies. The assessment for administrators is somewhat different, asking whether they pursue policies that allow students to use the bathroom/locker room which aligns with their chosen gender. It also appears the CDC wants administrators to allow a student to change his or her paperwork to present their chosen name and pronouns, rather than their legal name. Emphasis added. In addition, Administrators should follow technology policies that allow students to access age-appropriate LGBTQ content and information. The assessment does not suggest what age-appropriate means. But these policies are typically pushed by persons who believe drag queen events are age-appropriate for young children. The assessment for educators encourages teachers to have propaganda in their classroom that includes visual labels. For example, rainbow flags, pink triangles, unisex bathroom signs, marking it as a safe space for LGBTQ students. Similarly, instruction material ought to be laced with gender ideology, ensuring LGBTQ people, history, events, and resources are presented. For those who teach sexual education, information on a range of gender identities and sexual orientations must be presented. During sexual health education lessons, I present information on all types of sex, not centering on penis/vagina penetrative sex, the assessment continues. LGBTQ underscore inclusivity 508 by Breitbart News. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.